From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we've got rapper-producer Da Brat on Celebrity Fit Club, and Good Times actor John Amos has a new project about the transatlantic slave trade. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Baltimore, home of the NAACP, and incidentally, my hometown. You may remember the group's last president and CEO, Bruce Gordon, resigned suddenly in March. Now the group appears to be in a financial tailspin. They've just announced they're trimming staff at their Baltimore headquarters by 40%, and they're temporarily closing all 7 of their regional offices. The move follows 3 consecutive annual budget shortfalls. Yesterday, Bruce Gordon told the Baltimore Sun that the NAACP's board is to blame in part for the group's recent lackluster fundraising. But Chairman Julian Bond blamed Gordon. Bond told The Sun that when Gordon left, he spoke critically of the NAACP to the press and, quote, what he said really poisoned the well that we drink from, end quote. The NAACP is one of America's oldest and best-known civil rights organizations. In 2009, it will celebrate its 100th anniversary.